Can you describe your running style?
All around, I guess. I mean, I try to just do everything that they ask me to do. That's about it.
You think you'll be able to play Saturday?
I'm not sure about Saturday. It's more of a coaches and trainers decision, and so we'll see.
Traveling?
Not sure yet.
Okay.
Yeah, the list I think really came out yet, so we'll see.
Okay. So one thing that Bill talked about today was it's not just, you know, obviously not just running the ball that you need to focus on. It's protection, blitz pickups, and all that.
Right.
How challenging has that been for you to kind of get a handle on early on?
Yeah, I mean, missing OTAs and all that type of stuff kind of set a lot of the rookies back, but a lot of the vets are helping us out, moving along pretty well, and so we'll just see how it goes, continue to progress.
Is anything similar to how you did it in college?
Certain things are, yeah. It's real similar, but the names are different, and the terminology is a lot different, so you got to get used to the terminology as well.
What's been the biggest challenge for you so far?
I think the biggest challenge was, I mean, obviously my hamstring, coming back and then being out once again, not really being able to get a feel for everything.
Shane, how much did a Tedford system help you prepare for the NFL?
It helped a lot. I mean, the system that we used back in college was pretty spread, and we did a lot of different things, and it helped a lot. It helped me understand defenses.
Shane, you talked about how the hamstring slowed you down. Where are you now? Are you 100%?
I'm getting there. I'm getting real close, and we've been working hard, training and everything like that, getting it ready to go.
Based on the time that you missed, do you feel like you're behind?
I think my body feels behind. My body needs to go through the being sore and the grind and everything like that.
What about your head mentally, though?
I feel good. Yeah, I'm clear, and I'm ready to play.
And what has it been like this week?
This week has been good. I mean, finally being able to get back out there has been fun, and I'm looking forward to, you know, staying out there this time.
So you get back out there to practice, and you injure your hamstring, and you got to wait a long time. How was that?
It's tough. Just the ups and downs of football, I guess. I mean, you know, coming in, that's a possibility. Unfortunately, it happened to me, and, you know, I deal with it and move forward.
What were some of the things you did behind the scenes when you couldn't practice?
Rest, strengthening, stretching, anything and everything to get back.
You hoping to get a chance to catch up with Javid out there?
I was hoping so. We'll see. Hopefully if I can make the trip or whatever, I'll be able to see him.
Based on the lost time, Shane, do you think you have to try that much harder to improve yourself?
I don't think I need to step outside and try too hard, step outside of what I do. I have confidence in myself and whatever role the coaches want me to play, I'll be more than happy to step into that role.
You just want to get after it?
Exactly. Just ready to go.
Is the offensive game plan for Detroit to run as far away from Ndamukong Suh as possible?
No, I don't think so, but we definitely know where he is.